Good evening, everybody. You're tuned to 103.2 Dublin City FM, and this is Europe Today with your presenter for this week, John Byrne. Coming up on tonight's episode, we'll be hearing from some of our Irish MEPs about what's been happening in Brussels and Strasbourg. We'll have a rundown on some of the stories of European interest that have made the headlines here in Ireland. And we'll have some great music from France and Denmark for your enjoyment as well. So stay tuned to us here on 103.2 Dublin City FM for the next half an hour and your programme Europe Today. The rate of inflation in Ireland rose sharply in April compared to the previous 12 months, but is still one of the lowest in the EU. New figures from Eurostat show that inflation here last month rose to 1% from just 0.1% in March, making it the fifth lowest in Europe. For the 10 months before March, the rate in Ireland has been under 0%. Tim Hayes of the European Commission Office in Ireland says energy and food costs have contributed significantly to the increase.
This is basically due to rising energy and food costs. Ireland's inflation is 1.1% for the year to April 2021, but that compares quite favourably with countries like Hungary and Poland, where the inflation rate was over 5%.
The expected government announcement on Friday next about relaxing foreign travel restrictions in July has prompted the European Consumer Centre to once again advise people to book package holidays only. It says people who book a package break have greater redress options if the holiday doesn't go to plan. Cyril Sullivan of the European Consumer Centre Ireland says people who book package holidays have greater refund security compared to booking flights and accommodation separately.
With package holidays, it facilitates and allows under law the cancellation and a refund at any stage before you depart. The cancellation, if you decide to cancel, there's a small fee, administrative fee charge, but you get your money back for all parts of the holiday. If the restrictions are there either on any part of the holiday that interferes with the package, you're entitled to a full refund.
Ireland has the lowest proportion of people living in flats or apartments compared to any other country in the EU. Eurostat figures for 2019 show that just 8% of us live in apartments compared to 46% of the EU population. Ireland is one of only two European countries, along with the Netherlands, where more than half the residents live in semi-detached properties. Tim Hayes of the European Commission says Irish people would rather own their own place than pay dead rent to a landlord.
In Ireland, almost 70% of us live in owner-occupied property as opposed to renting. So that compares with 51% of the residents in Germany and a whopping 96% of the residents in Romania.
One in five people in Ireland worked from home last year, the third highest figure in Europe. A Eurostat survey showed that Finland topped the list of EU member states for home working, with a quarter of employed people there working from home in 2020. Tim Hayes of the European Commission says working from home is becoming more apparent, particularly for self-employed people.
About 1 in 8 of employed people aged between 15 and 64 in the EU usually worked from home last year, although previously only about 1 in 20 had worked from home. Traditionally, more self-employed than employed people worked from home.
Ireland has one of the highest proportion of older people in Europe who use the internet. Figures from Eurostat show that nearly 80% of 65 to 75 year olds here in Ireland went online in 2020, compared to just over 60% in Europe overall. Denmark tops the list of grey web surfers, with over 90% on their PCs and tablets last year. Tim Hayes of the European Commission says Irish pensioners are way ahead of most EU states when it comes to internet activity.
Although use of the internet is very common among the young, internet use varies greatly among the older age groups. But surprisingly, Ireland has one of the highest proportions in Europe of older people who actively use the internet.
Ireland continues to have the lowest divorce rate in the European Union. New figures from Eurostat for 2019 show that just 0.0 divorces were registered here per 1,000 people, a figure equaled only by Malta. Luxembourg had the highest divorce rate at 3.1 per 1,000 people. According to Tim Hayes of the European Commission, overall trends suggest that marriage is not as popular as it once was.
In the last 60 years or so, marriage rate almost halved and the divorce rate has more than doubled. Nevertheless, the divorce rate in Ireland is among the lowest in the EU.
Irish householders were the second best money savers in the EU during the COVID-19 pandemic. New figures from Eurostat show we saved 12.8% more in 2020 compared to 2019, slightly behind Slovenia. Household expenditure was 7% lower in the EU in 2020 than it was in 2019. In Ireland, it was just over 8% lower. Tim Hayes of the European Commission says the build-up of Irish savings could result in a spending boom when COVID disappears.
Government schemes have been in place to help many get through the economic ruin that the pandemic has created. All of us have battened down the hatches and spent much less. This has resulted in us saving much more. So that means that when the restrictions are lifted, there's a real possibility that the spending floodgates will open.
The European Consumer Centre is advising the public to be conscious of intermediary websites when booking holidays online. It says a growing number of sites facilitate bookings but do not have a working contract with the advertised brand name. Dr. Cyril Sullivan is director of the European Consumer Centre in Ireland. He says consumers should always read the terms and conditions option before committing payment so as they know their legal rights.
When you are booking with an online travel agent, on the online travel agent's website, there will be terms and conditions made available. Read those and make sure that you understand the relationship between you, the online platform, and the service provider so that if anything goes wrong, you know exactly where you stand.
Écoutez-moi, moi la chanteuse à demi, parlez de moi, à vos amours, à vos amis, parlez-leur de cette fille aux yeux noirs et de son rêve fou. Moi ce que je veux, c'est écrire des histoires qui arrivent jusqu'à vous, c'est tout. Regardez-moi, ou du moins ce qu'il en reste. Regardez-moi, avant que je me déteste. Quoi vous dire que les lèvres d'une autre ne vous diront pas. C'est peu de choses, mais moi, tout ce que j'ai, je le dépose là. Voilà.
Fianna Fáil MEP Barry Andrews is recommending the use of COVID rapid antigen tests now that so many millions of Europeans are getting vaccinated. The European Commission has committed to mobilising at least €100 million to make affordable and accessible testing more widely available. Barry Andrews says it's important to strike the right balance between health and business when it comes to COVID tests.
We're in a different scenario. Many millions of Europeans have now been vaccinated, and also we're in the summer months, and there is a question of striking the right balance between the primary issue, which is public health, and the other issues, which is to do with the viability of thousands of businesses across Europe. So getting that balance right, I think, allows for the use of rapid antigen tests, in my opinion.
An upgraded EU volunteering programme should give young people in Ireland invaluable experience working abroad. That's according to Colin Markey, Fine Gael MEP for the Midlands Northwest. The European Parliament has given the green light to the new 7-year European Solidarity Corps programme. Anyone between 18 and 30 years of age can apply to volunteer for between 2 and 12 months in any EU country, as well as in Iceland, North Macedonia, Turkey and Liechtenstein. Here's Colin Markey.
It's a great opportunity for people from the age of 17 to 30. They can travel to other countries as a volunteer. They can get valuable work experience as part of it, but also they can be involved in projects in areas like education, health, environment, things like working with children or the elderly, working with migrants.
The EU's new Erasmus Plus programme promises to be more inclusive, greener and user-friendly. The European Parliament recently approved the next 7-year edition of the EU's flagship programme for education, training, youth and sports. The multi-billion euro initiative provides opportunities for people, including students and education staff, to study, train, get work experience and volunteer abroad. The new programme will also be open to adult learners. Fine Gael MEP Maria Walsh explains the benefits of Erasmus Plus.
It is our greatest success story, Erasmus Plus. It is about connecting with younger people in particular, looking at intercultural dialogue, learning firsthand what other EU countries have grown up with, have built in, and it really focuses on social inclusion, the green and digital transitions, and promoting young people's participation in democratic life.
A proposed new EU cybersecurity centre might help to prevent hacking attacks such as those launched against the HSE. The European Parliament has just approved plans for a new EU cybersecurity competence centre, which will be located in Romania. The centre will pool cybersecurity expertise across the EU, and it should stimulate innovations in technology that could prevent massive hacking strikes in the future. Fianna Fáil MEP Barry Andrews says we need to up our game in Ireland to better protect ourselves against cyber security incidents.
It's all about defences, and it's all about being prepared and prevention across all of the EU member states. And, you know, Ireland is host to many hundreds of thousands of people working in tech companies and pharmaceutical companies, multinational companies that are highly vulnerable to cyber security attacks. And so our ecosystem needs to be best in class. And we can really benefit from the pooling of intelligence around cybersecurity across the European Union. Some other member states are much further advanced than others, and so it's an opportunity to use the benefit and the solidarity that comes with membership of the EU.
Human oversight and transparency about the use of artificial intelligence, or AI, is essential to ensure people trust technology, says Deirdre Clune. Digital tools are being used in an increasing number of areas, from healthcare to agriculture, and from call centres to our home lives. But do we trust tech, and how can we be sure AI will treat everybody fairly? These are some of the questions Ireland South MEP Deirdre Clune has been exploring in her report to the European Parliament. She says it is essential to put safeguards in place.
We don't have things like traceability, we don't have guaranteed human oversight, we don't have the right for consumers to know when AI, artificial intelligence, is being used. That's what we want in Europe. So we want that you know when it's being used. If you want, you can challenge its output. But at the same time, we believe that bringing consumers with you will encourage confidence in the whole area.
A hydrogen-making project on Valentia Island in County Kerry could be a model for future energy needs. That's according to Sean Kelly. The European Parliament produced a resolution this week supportive of new hydrogen technology. Hydrogen gas could be used in future to power businesses and heat homes. There's excitement about the technology because it doesn't produce any greenhouse gases when it is burnt. But to make hydrogen requires a lot of energy. Blue hydrogen is made by processing fossil fuel, natural gas. This is what the Valentia Island Energy Cooperative aims to do. Hydrogen can also be made with renewable power. But Ireland South MEP Sean Kelly says that's not realistic when the wind doesn't blow. Instead, he believes projects like the one on Valentia hold the key.
Dependent totally on renewables, that's not possible, but hydrogen can fill the gap. In a little island called Valentia Island, they are undertaking a hydrogen strategy for the island, working offshore with blue hydrogen. And I think that's going to be of tremendous importance, because projects like that, then, if they're a success, which they will be, I have no doubt, can be rolled out elsewhere.
Broadcasting on 103.2, this is Dublin City FM.
Now you can follow Europe Today on Twitter.
Ireland has failed to enforce European data protection rules and should be taken to court. That's according to a resolution currently before the European Parliament. MEPs are worried that our data on platforms like Facebook ends up in the US without sufficient protection. A resolution in the European Parliament criticises the Irish Data Protection Commissioner for acting too slowly and takes the view that Ireland has been insufficient in enforcing GDPR. Dublin MEP Claire Daly says it is outrageous to blame Ireland and our data protection agency. She says the real fault lies with a system.
It's the inadequate protection in the transfer of data from Europe to the United States by companies like Facebook and Twitter, which are headquartered in Ireland. But once the information goes to the US, it's potentially subject to government surveillance over there. And the courts in Europe have said this is not an adequate protection. It's not a similar regime of data protection, so those transfers shouldn't be made. This is unjustifiable to target the Irish Data Protection Commissioner.
Patent waivers will not lead to more vaccines for the world. That's the view of Deirdre Cluain. The European Parliament has been debating the issue recently. The new US President Joe Biden has signalled his support for vaccine manufacturers to give up their intellectual property rights on vaccines. Fine Gael MEP Deirdre Cluain says there are more effective ways we can help speed up global vaccination.
I don't think waiving patents is the answer. What we need to do is increase capacity of production of vaccines here in Europe. And I think we also need to help developing countries to develop facilities whereby they can produce vaccines. Because it's one thing having the ingredients and say, this is how you make a vaccine, this is what we put into it, how many, I don't know, 200 odd elements. But it's another thing actually sourcing the materials and developing the facilities that would produce the vaccine.
The tragic deaths of civilians in Palestine could be the trigger for change, says Grace O'Sullivan. The pictures coming out of Israel and Palestine in recent days have shocked the world. MEPs have called an immediate end to violence and ceasefire in a debate in the European Parliament. Ireland South MEP Grace O'Sullivan has been appalled by the violence. She hopes we are reaching the point when it will end, and she wants the international community to do all it can to make it stop.
It's tragic to see the deaths that are occurring. I think that's the thing, the scale of the civilian deaths is what's going to change things here. But it must change, and must change soon, because otherwise it's just going to continue on and on. The Palestinians, they've been squeezed decade after decade out of their lands, you know, and that just can't, that's just not right.
Ireland must push back against attempts by other countries to grab bigger shares of Brexit funding, says Billy Kelleher. In the wake of the UK leaving, the European Union set up the so-called Brexit Adjustment Reserve with €5 billion available to mitigate some of the economic damage. Ireland was expected to get by far the largest share, but other countries have been arguing for what they see as a fairer way of calculating who gets what. Fianna Fáil MEP Billy Kelleher, though, is adamant that Ireland deserves priority.
Clearly, I mean, Ireland must put forward a very coherent argument, and we must try and defend the integrity of the actual fund itself, which is a solidarity fund. It's to be in solidarity with countries that are most profoundly affected because of Brexit. The French have been quite aggressive in terms of trying to change the mechanism for, you know, assessing how much countries would get. And clearly we have been arguing the opposite and trying to defend Ireland's position.
Protecting the euro from fraud is vital for confidence in the currency. That's according to Claire Daly. The European Parliament is expected to back her recommendation to continue a €6 million scheme which aims to protect the euro from counterfeiting. Police and bank clerks across Europe are trained to look out for fakes. Independence for Change MEP Claire Daly says So far, the euro has had a good reputation, but it is important trust in the currency is maintained.
It's obviously vital from a whole number of aspects for obviously confidence in the euro, but the economic well-being of businesses and citizens and even the EU budget itself if the euro was to come under threat. But thankfully, in its 20-year history, it's actually fared pretty well in terms of counterfeiting, and that's where this programme fits in. It's supposed to be the glue that holds together all of the different agencies and organisations which work together to combat forgery of the euro.
Pete, power stations could be saved by converting to biofuels, according to Sean Kelly. The European Parliament is expected to vote through a 17.5 billion euro fund to help industries shift away from fossil fuels. Sean Kelly believes in Ireland some of the money could be used to convert peat areas to grasses and forests to be used for biofuels.
The power generating stations will have to shut down. Now they either close down completely or they transition to a new way of doing business. Now there is an opportunity for a new way of doing business by growing certain plants within the catchment area of the power station that can be used to generate power in terms of maybe forestry or grasses. The peat generating power stations, etc., they all have to be shut down and they have to move to a different type of energy or a different type of industry. So the fund there will have to be made available to help them to do that so that they won't become wastelands. There'll have to be upskilling of workers, there'll have to be new industries attracted in, and there will have to be a different way of doing business.
Greta Thunberg has urged the EU to think again about its farming plan. The climate activist met with senior EU officials recently, but there is little sign that the European Commission is prepared to change its mind. The EU is in the middle of reforming the Common Agricultural Policy. Green MEP for Ireland South, Grace O'Sullivan, says it is vital farming is redesigned to meet Europe's 2050 net zero emissions ambitions.
We have to change the way we're doing things. There's biodiversity decline, so we have to turn that about. The food we're eating, the quality of the food, the health of the food, food miles has to be questioned. So this discussion is going to go on, it's going to be heated, and it must be, because otherwise we're not going to get the policy, the new CAP to align with the European Green Deal. I actually believe that it cannot be met. I truly believe that we have to change. Farmers can get stuck in between what's the best thing to do because they're being pushed to produce. But in the end, they're not getting the price. And that's where we want to be. We want to be on the side of the farmers and those who produce the food and the environment that we need.
Green MEP Ciarán Cuff says the EU should impose targeted sanctions against Israel because of its recent attacks on the Palestinians. The Dublin MEP says Israel is using a disproportionate level of violence against them and that they're committing war crimes against the Palestinians. The European Parliament recently debated the escalation of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Ciarán Cuff is advocating the use of sanctions.
I think we could look at imports from Israel. I say targeted because if done incorrectly, they would also have a devastating effect on the Palestinian population. So we would have to take advice on how best to do this. But look, as always, there is an onus on the European Union to act as one.
Selv de dybeste sår, de kan hele. Men i dag har du svært ved at se det, og det er hårdt. Jeg henter dig et sted. Vi ser solen gå ned. Jeg har rødvin og smøg, og du taber. Sidst var det mig, og du var der. Way.
men lyset vender tilbage. I morgen er der også en dag. Du føler dig svag, men tro mig, lyset vender tilbage. For i morgen er der også en dag. Du ikke til besvær. Skjul ikke tårer her. For de løber så fint på din kind nu, og det letter dit hjerte, det ved du også godt. Men lyset vender tilbage. I morgen er der også en dag.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for this week's folks. I hope you've enjoyed the programme. If you want to get in touch with us, give us a ring on 865-8020. That's 865-8020. You can text us on 087-977-1032. That's 087-977-1032. And don't forget to check out our website support platform, which is europetoday.ie. That'll have a podcast of today's programme and some links to the items that we spoke about as well. Join us again here on 103.2 Dublin City FM at the same time next week and your programme, Europe Today.